Ever buy like shoes that are just a smidge too small? You know you want to make them work, but ouch, those blisters.
Or how about those airline seats?
Hey.
They're getting smaller, or maybe we're just getting, well.
We're not shrinking, that's for sure. But the point is, a bad fit is never fun.
Definitely not.
And when it comes to something as important as therapy, finding the right fit, it's not just about comfort, it's like essential.
Absolutely.
So today we're really gonna dig into this idea, this whole finding the right therapist thing. We've got a great blog post here by the Mindful Modern Mistress. Have you heard of her?
I have, yeah, she doesn't mince words.
No, she does not, which is refreshing, honestly. She's big on advocating for yourself, making sure you're getting what you need out of therapy. And that really resonated with me because it's so easy to just assume, oh, they're a therapist. They must be right.
Right, you just assume they're a good fit for you.
Yeah. But it's like those shoes, right?
Exactly.
One
Yeah.
size does not fit all. So think of this deep dive as our way of equipping you, the listener, to go out there and not only recognize what makes a good therapist, but to have the confidence to find one who's a perfect fit for you.
It's so important. And what I really appreciate about this blogger's perspective is she emphasizes that fit goes beyond just their credentials, right? Like,
Yeah.
yeah, they went to school, they have the letters after their name.
Which is important,
Yeah,
obviously.
sure. But it's more about how they make you feel. Do you feel truly heard, understood, like you're being empowered in that therapeutic space?
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's like that feeling when you finally find the right pair of jeans. Everything just clicks. And she says this so well in her post. She says, "You are still the expert on yourself. And if it doesn't feel right, it isn't right." Mic drop.
Right. So good.
But how does our listener actually put that into practice? When you're looking for a therapist, how do you know if it's the right fit or not?
It boils down to recognizing that therapy requires you to be vulnerable. You're sharing some deep personal stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you feel judged or unsupported in that space, it can really hinder your progress. Don't be afraid to, maybe try out a few different therapists until you find one that feels right.
It's like dating almost, right?
In a way, yeah.
You gotta like chop around a little bit.
There you go. Find the one you vibe with. And
Yeah.
that doesn't mean the other therapists are bad.
No, not all.
It's just they're not the right fit for you.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You mentioned earlier that a good therapist should empower, not dictate.
Yes.
And that reminded me of something else the blogger talked about, accountability versus judgment. How can our listener really tell the difference between those two in a therapy setting?
Oh, that's such a good question. Because it's subtle, right?
It is.
Think of it like this. Accountability in the context of therapy is about working together collaboratively to set goals and then make progress toward them.
Okay.
Your therapist might ask some tough questions, some challenging questions to kind of like nudge you to examine your patterns or whatever,
Right.
but it should always come from a place of support,
Yeah.
not condemnation.
So it's more like they're guiding you to your own realizations, not telling you what to think or feel.
Exactly. A good therapist, they help you uncover your own answers. They're not going to like impose their own beliefs or anything like that.
Right.
They're there to provide a safe and supportive space for you to do the work, to explore your thoughts and feelings and behaviors.
And that's what I think is so key. And it might take some time, you
Yeah,
know,
absolutely.
to find that person.
Yeah.
But like the blogger said, it can be like life-changing. So don't get discouraged if the first one or even the second one isn't the perfect fit.
And trust your gut. Seriously.
Yes.
If something feels
Bad
off,
fit?
even
Next
just a
one.
little bit, yeah, don't ignore that feeling.
Yeah.
You are allowed to find someone you really click with.
It's all about advocating for your own well-being, which is what this whole deep dive is about, really. Now, as we're wrapping up, what's one question that our listeners should be asking themselves as they start this journey of finding the right therapist?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
If you had to pick just one quality, just one, that would make you feel truly seen and supported by a therapist, what would it be? Let that be your guide.
Such a good question. Really think about that.
Yeah.
And on that note, we'll wrap it up there. This has been a really insightful conversation. I've learned a lot.
Me too.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Until next time, take care.
Bye, everyone.